Commissioners Court regular session reconvenes here.
We talked about y'all while we were out.
Did you?
Only a couple of them.
Okay, we are back in open session at 9:59 a.m. Back from, is everybody back in? Come in.
Back in session.
I didn't hear you then.
Okay, we are going to go to agenda item number, we are 18, of course, reconvening back in open meeting. Number 19, reconsider and take action on approving casting vote to accept letter of resignation from county employee. And I will read the letter of resignation. Dear court members, I wish to resign my position as tax assessor collector effective April 4th, 2023. I feel I have implemented some needed procedures in the tax office and accomplished the goals I set upon taking office 14 years ago. But the time has come for a new person with new perspective to take over. I have enjoyed serving the residents of Franklin County and wish the best for all of you in your future endeavors. Regards, Sue Ann Harper, Franklin County Tax Assessor. So we have a motion to accept the resignation.
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the ayes have it. So we will, here in the next week or so, we'll type up a deal and we will go out for interviews for this position, for Sue Ann's position. I want to publicly thank Sue Ann for all she's done. She's very, very important. If you don't know what a tax assessor collector does, that's probably the most thankless job and probably one of the most difficult jobs in the whole county government. And you have to take money from taxpayers, it's not real pleasant sometimes. You come from paying your taxes, but she also has a car registration, she's on the appraisal board and everything else. So I appreciate what Sue Ann has done. She has done an excellent, excellent job. And I hope we can find somebody with just half her knowledge, you know, because it's, her job is very, very important to the county. Me and, well, really Marla and her did, does most of the work for our budget and stuff like that when it comes up. It's amazing the things that they do, the knowledge that they have. And I sure do appreciate them for what they do. Anybody got anything else?
Can I ask, what are the steps in, if this will be a temporary replacement?
It will be a replacement until the next, her next election, which hers comes up, they'll have to file in November, this November coming up, for the March election. So whoever we appoint can run or not run, this is just going to be until the election, of course. And that person that also can run, as long as they're a resident of Franklin County and over the age of 18.
Move to adjourn.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank y'all for coming.